Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Macon County could soon have the richest sheriff in America. County leaders tomorrow are expected to swear in Howard Buffett, the child of Warren Buffett and a frequent donor to law enforcement efforts in Decatur, as Macon County's next sheriff. Retiring Sheriff Thomas Schneider picked Buffett to be his replacement until next fall's election. Buffett worked at ADM for years and has spent millions of his own dollars to support law enforcement projects in and around Decatur. Also, it won't be sweatshirt weather across most of Illinois this weekend. Forecasters are expecting highs near 90 degrees for most folks downstate. The National Weather Service yesterday said storms Saturday night into Sunday should cool things down a bit, but forecasters say it will still feel more like summer than fall. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Human West Nile cases in Illinois are down significantly this summer. Illinois Radio Network's Benjamin Yacht has the story.
Right now, 33 people in Illinois are sick with West Nile. Dr. Jennifer Layden, the chief medical officer at the Illinois Department of Public Health, says that's down from about 90 at this point last year. No one in Illinois has died from West Nile in 2017. Layden says it's a good sign that here in September, human West Nile cases are down by nearly two-thirds.
As it becomes cooler, definitely the West Nile virus activity will continue to slow. Typically, it's not till the first hard freeze that we really think that the season is at an end.
Last year, 155 people got sick. Six people died in Illinois from West Nile. Layden said a cool August is probably the biggest reason why cases are down. I'm Benjamin Yount.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop.